Baker.
There's unfathomable news, actually. I mean, you can think about a lot of things happening relating to the Chiefs or relating to your life or someone else's life, but not this.
Very shocked. I was sad to hear it ruin somebody's lives like that, two young people.
That's some of the reaction to what happened over the weekend prior to a Sunday game in Kansas City. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Just a little snapshot of what people are talking about coming up this hour of America tonight. You had a lot of thoughts. The mailbag was full, full, full. We'll get to that in a couple segments, plus a wrap of the NFL. Did anybody nail the score? And a conversation with one of my favorites, Don Wiskin, as we see that heart attacks and heart problems are on the rise, what you can do to combat high blood pressure and ridiculous cholesterol numbers. I know, I did it. It's called Extendivite, and Don's going to tell you all about it. Can only imagine what it must be like to be in a family where every single person dies from some kind of a heart-related illness or a heart attack, and you're there on the doorstep in your early 40s, and you decide, I got to do something different. I got to figure a way out of this because I cannot live like this anymore. So we'll chat with him coming up. But Jovan Belcher was a linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And what happened on Saturday is he killed his young girlfriend, of which he had a baby with her, a young girl, a couple months old. And then turned the gun on himself outside of the Chiefs' practice facility. He went there on Saturday and talked to his coach and talked to the GM, Scott Pioli, who is very tight with Pioli, loved this guy, and Belcher loved him. He played for the Chiefs for 4 years. They didn't know that while he was there Saturday that he had already shot his girlfriend multiple times and killed her at their house on Saturday very close to the stadium. So when he sped up to the practice facility, they had no idea that was what was going on. And Romeo Crennel, the coach, was also there, and they watched what happened in the parking lot. So people are also concerned about both of them because they saw it and they couldn't do anything to stop it. They had no idea this was what was going on. The question then becomes, did anybody, you know, are we paying attention to the people around us? Is this a wake-up call to just people in general as to what's happening inside of the heads of those that you see every day and say, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? And then you realize they're just not so okay. And apparently he wasn't okay. He had split up with his girlfriend for a couple of months. Then they were back together. They had this three-month-old daughter, Zoe, who is now an orphan. And then the question also came around as to whether or not they should play the game against Carolina in a losing, rough season. But then this happening right there at Arrowhead in front of the coach and the GM in the difficult, difficult circumstances. Was it a smart thing to go on and let the game roll out? I mean, obviously, we're talking about domestic violence here, and you know, they're before the actual game, and after the singing of the national anthem, they had a moment of silence to remember victims of domestic violence, and fittingly, I guess, in a way, as I said, the Kansas City Chiefs go on to win the game, just their second game of the season, beating Carolina. But the focus so much was on the emotion of what was happening with the Chiefs, who go into the locker room, have no idea any of this is happening, are told Saturday and then into Sunday. And just looking at the jersey hanging there in the locker as a reminder of what had happened. And it had to be also very awkward in some senses, but was addressed by the Kansas City people in the team because he murdered his girlfriend. So he murders his girlfriend, Jovan Belcher does that, and then turns the gun on himself in front of his coach and GM in the parking lot. A very, very somber, somber mood at Arrowhead, but they come out with a win and take away from this that they're going to set up a fund for the young baby daughter Zoe, and they're going to do more for domestic violence. And then are questioned as to whether or not that was the smart thing to do or whether they should have postponed the game. And I think there wasn't much they could do. Some say it was no time for a game in Kansas City after a murder-suicide like that, especially at their place. But I say, what were they going to do? Maybe it was smart to move ahead and to talk about what happened and talk about domestic violence, and maybe it ends up shining a little bit of a light onto a very serious problem that we have in this country, not just with professional athletes. A couple of other quick notes as to what it was like over the weekend for some of you listening perhaps in California or with family in California. They had three big storms in Northern California. So a lot of water was dumped on the Napa Valley, for example, and you have a lot of creeks and a lot of big rivers up there. You had trees that went down, power out all over the place, rivers just swollen, and trees toppling, whether it was Napa or it was the Truckee River near Lake Tahoe. That's a big river that easily went over its banks. There were people that were out there putting up sandbags and trying to do whatever they could because they knew that most of the rivers were going to surpass the flood stages. And in Sonoma County, they have a river called the Russian River, and it's supposed to, they believe, will top the banks by Monday morning at some point. The other thing over the weekend that was a little bit of buzz in some backyards, although I think we're all sick of this, is the discussion over politics as usual. 30 days from now, are we all flying over this mythical fiscal cliff? What happens if the Democrats and the Republicans, who are playing chicken with each other, don't take action? What does that mean for you? And for me, it's the same scenario we've been talking about round and round over and over again for the last year and a half. Nothing is different. It's spending and taxing. Is it spend less? Is it tax more? Is it a combination of we can't possibly tax anyone over $250,000, or do we honor our campaign promises? So I think the gamesmanship is just going to continue, and maybe nothing actually happens. Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, is saying that we have a very detailed plan. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying the fiscal cliff talks are dead in the water. They're going nowhere. So I think it's going to be chicken until the very last moment. And then perhaps some kind of a Band-Aid gets put over this, or it doesn't. And the tax cuts expire, and we see that the spending cuts fall into place, and there may be a few people that are stunned by what happens in the end. All right, I don't want anybody to be stunned by the surprise of a heart attack to someone they love or themselves. So we're talking to Don Wiskin coming back on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Healthy mantra on America Tonight. Some of you are starting to wake up to that and pay attention, thank goodness. And part of the reason, sadly, is because so many people that are famous are having heart attacks and dying or barely surviving. But it's not just the famous people who are having heart attacks. Unfortunately, a lot of people all across the demographics, whether it's a woman in her 30s or a man in his 50s or somebody in their 40s, a heart attack victim knows no boundaries. In other words, the demographics are wide open, sadly. And I've been preaching it now for a while. There's a way that you can help yourself, and it's by taking Extendivite. I saw the dramatic results with my cholesterol and my blood pressure numbers when I started to take it. So I am full on a believer in this, absolutely. And to hear the whole story of Don Wiskin, who's waiting in the wings, we're going to bring him in. He's in our virtual green room, probably eating something healthy. Go to heartdrop.com. A lot of you have asked me, oh, Don's story, I want to hear about it. Well, we've told you about it on the air numerous times, but go to heartdrop.com and keep this number handy, too, and it'll be on that website, but 877-928-8822. Don, what were you doing in the virtual green room?
I was eating something.
You're eating something. Hopefully it was something healthy, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah, a big chunk of garlic.
There you go, big chunk of garlic. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking of you over the Thanksgiving break because I came across a book called Nutritional Healing, and in the book it talks about some of the things that you've been talking about, how to be drug-free and using remedies like minerals, like herbs, instead of all the stuff that we're polluting ourselves with. And the last time when you were here, we were talking about the ingredients in Extendivite, because I always get asked that question, and that makes sense. People want to know, well, what are the ingredients? And you talk a lot about the power of cayenne, and you talk a lot about the power of the combination of the ingredients, which is what led to my dramatic numbers, which I saw with the cholesterol. And when people have these cholesterol numbers so sky high and the danger of that, I think they're looking for something, but the doctors sometimes just prescribe pills, and then they get on this pill train, and now we see what that leads to. But as you say so often, it really is about the natural ingredients, isn't it?
It is, it is. And that book that you've got, Nutritional Wellness? Or
Nutritional Healing.
Nutritional Healing, I'm sorry. I have that book myself and quite a few others, and it does do a very, very good description of our herbs in there. You know, it tells you about the garlic and the cayenne and how well it is and how good it is and how, you know, how long it's been used and what it can be used for and some of the nutritional content of these herbs, which, you know, people seem to forget about. You know, they forget that it has essential oils and iron and magnesium, potassium, sulfur, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, and C, and that's just in garlic. So, you know, when you look at our product, the seven herbs, the cayenne, the garlic, the hawthorn, the valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry, you know, as synergistically it is designed to work together in these herbs. Well, ginkgo biloba scares most pharmacists. You know, they go, oh, no, it's got ginkgo biloba in it. That might get too much oxygen to your heart and brain. But, you know, doctors in the 60s were told that they couldn't work with natural medicine without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. So if a doctor was to have said, oh, you should try Extendivite, you know, before I put you on all these other pills that it might help you, they really can't do that, because if they did and they got caught at it, they would lose their license to practice medicine because they would get come down on by the College of Physicians and Surgeons. Here in Canada, which is where I am, some of the provinces have allowed doctors to work with natural medicines. In Ontario, where I am, it was December of 2000 that the doctors in Ontario were allowed to work with natural medicine without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. And that is really something, because for over 40 years, they had them locked in, and they couldn't do anything. The drug companies would send in their PhD people to tell them how great this drug was in an off-label usage, and maybe you should try this, and try this on some of your other patients, switch them over to that. We've heard lots of horror stories of people having their drugs switched, and it took them a long time to get used to it. I mean, I still remember the first time they offered me 80 milligrams of Zolcor, the cholesterol-reducing drug, and I was so sick I didn't know what was going on. I just couldn't believe how sick I was, and I read the label and it says, start with, you know, less than 20 milligrams and work your way up.
Oh.
And that was, you know, doctors and nurses who prescribed that to me. It's just crazy what's really going on out there. And that's why, because they just can't work with natural medicine.
Right, and the good news is, like you said, in Canada, it's good to hear that they're finally recognizing that. And because you make the point all the time, and that's what led me to that book and our conversations that we've been having for the past 6 months, over the soil. You have to think about it. What is in our soil, and what are we getting in our foods? We're just not getting the nutrients, are we?
No, and it's what isn't in our soil.
Yeah.
That's nutrients. I mean, we have robbed our own soil of these nutrients over the years. We've stripped it. That's why, you know, the corn, Monsanto has, you know, their GM corn, and it grows so well. Bugs won't even eat it. The soybean that they grow is so toxic that bugs won't eat them. That's why their crops are always so good. They consider them cash crops because they'll always be there. But we don't know what that's going to do to us. It's been generations. It will take generations for us to see really what's happening. But, you know, we have seen what's happening, and it's called cancer, and it's called heart disease, and it's called chronic ailments. Over 50% of North Americans have some form of chronic ailment. And, you know, we're the richest and wealthiest of all the generations of our past, yet somehow we've misused this money and we're not looking after the real things of our own health.
Yeah. So, you know, we know, obviously, you've had the success. I mean, I'm the poster child for it, somebody who's healthy, but then I start to see these numbers I had no idea about. And, that's why I say heart awareness, being healthy with your heart, because I saw what happened in my family. And I'm scared to death, Don, of surgery. I've never had one. I don't want to be crawling into an emergency room with chest pains and all the things that are part of recognizing I might be having a heart attack. So I hope people are really taking heart, so to speak, to these conversations. And
well,
go to
remember,
heart.
We talked about in July 1st, my one friend had a woke up in the middle of the night, he couldn't breathe, and went to the hospital, and they wound up doing bypass surgery.
Yeah.
Well, he said that the worst pain he ever had in his life was when, you know, the cracking of his chest when he was trying to heal. You walk around for days holding a pillow up against your chest. That's how much you hurt. And I think to myself, you know, my God, you just had a heart attack. Your body's in shock. Your arteries were plugged. Yet they do this invasive surgery, and then you spend days in pain trying to heal. You know, I think, what is really going on here? You know, why aren't they addressing the problem? And why did they attack him so fast? Because he was a smoker. Why didn't they give him more time to see if, because he stopped smoking, to see if, you know, it would have cheered up a bit, but no, that's just not the way they do it. They just go right at you, and you know, he said he does not wish that upon his worst enemy.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. That scares me to death to hear that story, because I've heard it too many times from people that are not even 40 years old or just over 40. That's what's so darn scary. Somebody wanted me to ask you, Alice in Vermont wanted me to ask you that she was excited about Extendivite. I think her husband got her some Extendivite, so she's been on it. She's going to come on the show with me. But she wanted to ask, what else do you eat? What do you eat besides, obviously, you take that, but are you eating healthier and staying away from fast food?
Well, of course, we all have to stay away from fast food. I mean, the latest news is that even their breakfast sandwich can slow down your arterial flow 15% for up to 4 hours. So, you know, what are we doing?
Right.
But at the same time, it's really tough. I mean, I have a bowl of cereal in the morning, and then I try and have a sandwich of some form for lunch. I don't really eat a lot of meats. I've kind of got away from that. I do have a salad and a fair amount of vegetables, but, you know, it's like a carrot that we eat today. We need to eat 4 carrots just to get the same nutrients from 100 years ago from 1 carrot.
Mm.
So it's hard to say, what can I do? What can I do? I do what I think is right. I eat as properly as...
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, lots of you emailed me over the last 2 days. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. How about this one from Jake in Austin? KDD, what did you think of the Taliban suicide bombers attacking a U.S.-Afghan air base in Afghanistan over the weekend? What do you think? I thought it's terrible. Five Afghans were killed. They had a ton of explosives that detonated at the gate. Then there was a gun battle. It went on for about 2 hours or so. You had American helicopters that were firing down on the militants. So imagine that you've got this helicopter hovering. You have the explosives at the gate. And it was the largest attack on the airbase there since February, because remember, they had a suicide car bombing at the gate that triggered an explosion that killed 9 Afghans and 6 of them were civilians. In this case, this is, seems to be what they're trying to do each time here at the front. They had 2 cars packed with explosives, from what I've read, from what I understand, and it happened at 6 in the morning. So, you know, you're kind of, the base is waking up, if you want to say that. I mean, it's manned all the time, but still, it's when it's a slower time. So you had a four-wheel drive that blew up, and then that's when the shooting and all the other stuff started, and then you had another explosion and another car that was triggered from somewhere, and it was craziness that ensued, and right away those helicopters scrambled, which was good, but now it's a question of what can they do to combat these situations, multiple suicide bombers, and you know, nobody actually hit the perimeter, so that's the good news. But think about this. 2014, we're out of there. That's it. Boom. Whatever the case is, the Afghan security forces and the people in Afghanistan, I mean, this is the last hurrah for us to have a serious footprint in that country. Meaning the second we swing over into 2013, 1 year, and then we're done. We're making plans for the pullout. And so where does this country go in the end? And, you know, we're talking about Taliban suicide bombers, and they're patrolling and looking for them. But I think the people who have a high illiteracy rate will go back to the hand that feeds them, which is the Taliban. And not to predict doom and gloom, but I'd say what looms ahead doesn't look very great, really, for the people in Afghanistan after we spent 10-plus years there, unfortunately. So my optimism is fading, let's say, in that direction. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Kicker, who says, Kate, I am so sick of hearing and talking about anything to do with finances and our government. I think we desperately need some fresh blood in Washington. I don't know that the election solved that in any way. The bottom line is for everybody who dismisses it and says, oh, this is just the political machine and this is what happens. It's time that we all stood up to this political machine and said enough is enough. Why are we still debating something we knew was happening for 2 years? Does that make any sense to you? No, it makes no sense that we have 30 days and now the panic button's been pressed and that's all you hear about the fiscal cliff and Tiny Tim Geithner rolling out the plan and the Speaker of the House saying that they can't be serious. And I mean, this is a fatal collision. That's what it is. It's a fatal collision of ideologues and the same old rhetoric and nonsense that we have heard and that we've talked about on the show. We've had plenty of people on to dissect it. We've talked to economists, and we've looked at this from every single direction. And you're not getting any real compromise. That's the first thing. And the reason you're not getting compromise is because people are doing a little CYA. Want to get elected again? Well, you got to live up to what you're telling your constituents. What are you telling them? No taxes. We will not tax you. What are you telling them about what's happening in Washington? And what are you saying about the deficit? And so the honest truth is you have to take your own economic future in your own hands. You cannot rely on what's going to happen with Social Security, depending on what your age is and if it's going to be there or not. Listen, you have to school yourself in being your own best financial advisor. You have to listen to what your gut tells you, and you can't rely on the government. So this dire doom and gloom scenario of what's become almost cartoonish of this cliff, I think of Wile E. Coyote flying over cliff. You know, suddenly you're going to see, is there going to be a massive drop in income? Are you going to have a huge rise in expenses? Well, you have to prepare for your own budget. That's the problem. I mean, it's not the problem. That's what it is. Because taxes are going to be all over the board. The spending cuts and what looms and how that's going to affect Americans is, you know, it could be drastic. In some households, it could be drastic. In others, maybe not quite as drastic, but you know, the bottom line is you have to take control of what's in front of you and not fret every day about what's happening with the cliff and what about the Bush era tax cuts. And you know, because here's the thing, how many people, I mean, here it is in a nutshell, how many people when the tax cuts expire, which they were only supposed to be temporary, but then you get used to something. And so when Bush was there and they put the tax cuts in, giving people a break and saying that this would be a way to jumpstart the economy because people would also spend the extra money, well, then you just, it's just a little bit in your check, and it just becomes something you get used to. Now, what happens in your family if you pull out $2,000, if you pull out $4,000? Do you feel the $4,000 over the course of a year pullout of what was in that check before? And I think you do. I think you do feel that. Because the how much gas is that? How much is that at grocery stores? What does that equate to in your life? But we have to solve the crisis of the deficit. So we cannot keep spending like a drunken sailor because that's not working. The government has to shrink. We have to shrink the government because we're out of control. We can't afford it, and our deficit is insane, and we're letting the Chinese hold our deficit because they're bailing us out. I mean, we're going to them to bail us out, and we are leveraging our future on a credit card. You know, some people hear that and they'll say, oh, that's just, that's, well, everyone does that. That's just ridiculous. We'll pay that off. And that's how you get into trouble in the first place. If any of you have ever had a credit card that, or credit cards, that was the intent. Hey, I'm on the fast track. I'm getting promotions. I'm looking down the lane in the future and everything's, looking pretty good. I'm okay. I'll pay this back. You don't do that. I can tell you in my own life, I probably know five people that have gotten to that situation. Luckily, they all got out of it, but they got into it because they had that attitude of, oh, I'll pay it off. I've got something coming up around the bend, and then it does not happen. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Rick in Vermont. Hey, America Tonight and Ms. Delaney. I don't know if you saw this or not. I love when everybody says, prefaces it with, I don't know if you saw this or not. And I guess there is a lot going on, but I think you are a college football fan. I'm not quite sure about that. I thought I heard you talk about doing a show one time with college football. My alma mater, Notre Dame, in the big game. It's a shocker. Let me tell you, it's almost enough to send you into a heart attack position. But taking on Alabama, what do you think happens? Well, I know a bunch of people that are pretty elated. The same thing about Notre Dame. Alabama, it's the same old, but the hype is on for what could be a pretty big game, at least from the point of view of people watching it. You think of the alums and the Irish, 12-0. Alabama, meeting Alabama. And like I said, for the Crimson Tide, they're looking to become the first team to win back-to-back BCS titles and never count out Nick Saban. But this is... boy, this is big for Notre Dame, and we have a long time to talk about what's going to happen between these two teams, and the reason why is because bowl season has just started, and ultimately what happens is we end up in January with this final bowl, so we'll probably do a nail the score for the national title game, which is January 7th. And I'll tell you what my score is then, what I think is going to happen. I do think a lot of people are going to watch it, and I do give Notre Dame a chance to be in this. But it is shocking, and there are a lot of people excited, because at the beginning of the season, I don't know, they would have predicted Notre Dame to be vying for the national title. All right, here's another quick one for you. This one from John, who says, hey, did you see the fact that John McAfee is still a fugitive? There is some irony in this, isn't it? Okay, if you haven't heard the story, McAfee, you know, the McAfee on your computer, that whole thing, the security firm McAfee that John McAfee started. Well, he was arrested, I think, in Mexico somewhere, or at the border of Mexico and somewhere else. He was running from police in Belize, who wanted to question him about the death of his neighbor who was shot a few days after getting into an argument with McAfee. Yeah, he's been on the lam. Stay with us.
Have you
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Down and goal for the Jets, down 3-0 to the Cardinals at the 1-yard line. McElroy, play action, rolling to his right, at the 5, flips it, end zone, wide open, Cumberland, touchdown! The first touchdown pass of Greg McElroy's career. Give the Jets the lead.
Rivers waits for the shotgun snap. He has the football. He drops back to throw. Fires toward the end zone. Oh, intercepted. Picked off in the end zone. Reggie Nelson has it. Coffin nail. Spin. Bam. Bam.
Second down and 8. The opposite eye again. 3-step drop. Freeman hit as he throws. Pass intercepted. Ball caught. Miller inside the 20. The 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
There's a handoff to Spiller. He can't remember the outside. Look at it go. Turns it on. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. C.J. Spiller. And the route is on.
Job in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Penalty marker down. Titans were offside. Throw outside to G. He's got it at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. And Robert Johnson tackles him, but he gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
This will be 54 from the right hash mark to win for St. Louis. And there's the snap. Ball down. Kick by Zerline is on the way. And the kick is good. And the St. Louis Rams win in overtime.
Single back offense. Toss goes to starts around the right end. Pete Henderson to the play. 15, 10, 5.
Blitz off the edge, they run Brown up the middle, and they caught him from behind near the 50. The ball came out. Cowboys have it. Claiborne running down the left side. 30, 20, 10. Mo Claiborne. Touchdown.
Russell Wilson.
week almost in the books. We have a Monday night game. But did anyone nail the score? Our nail the score game was Green Bay and the Vikings. Green Bay, of course, winning that one 23-14. Nobody had that score. Anybody who picked the Packers picked a much higher prediction or called in with a higher prediction or sent me something. Jason in Fargo was convinced that Matt was right. He thought the Vikings would win 24-21. Matt thought the Vikings would win 30-24. A lot of people picked the Vikings.
I picked the Packers. That game.
You did. I picked the Packers 28-24. But hey, Green Bay wins in the end. But I agree with you. The Vikings really should have had that. What happened to your quarterback?
We need to scrap our quarterback situation and get a new one. I mean, I was watching it with a couple buddies, and we were joking that they should have just brought Troy Aikman down from the booth, and they would have won that game. They would have.
Right, right.
Our
it was crazy.
I don't know what our coaches are thinking. First of all, Ponder is just not the answer at quarterback forever for the franchise. But how do you not pull him at halftime or even in the third quarter and put in Joe Webb, the backup, and give your team a chance to win? I just don't understand it. It's bad coaching. It's bad quarterback play. It's frustrating. It's like, it reminds me of watching, and I can't remember, somebody brought this up previously, but it reminds me of watching Barry Sanders in his prime on all those Lions teams that never had a chance.
They were crappy.
Because there was nobody around him to help. And that's what this Vikings team is. It's Percy Harvin and it's Adrian Peterson. We got some good defensive players, but there's no quarterback play. There's no wide receivers. There's nothing. And with Percy Harvin out this week, there's really nothing there. But
yeah.
I mean, we need something. I don't know. I haven't looked at who the free agent quarterbacks are next year or who the top draft picks would be. Geno Smith, I know, is out there. But we got to do something because this team is in serious trouble at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think you need a veteran, somebody at least with a couple of years. But who that is, I don't know. That could change.
Look at San Francisco. They have Alex Smith riding the bench right now. If Alex Smith is on the Vikings, we win that game 100%.
Yeah. Well, if almost any quarterback in the league. If Michael Vick with a concussion, you win that game.
Exactly.
So it was bad. Hang around for a second, Matt, because I want to ask you a question. A couple of other highlights, though, from the NFL. Tony Romo sets a touchdown mark for the franchise. The Cowboys beat the Fleagles. My Eagles are brutal, 38-33, although the young quarterback is fun to watch and shows some massive promise. I think they need to dump Andy Reid as the coach. The Pats clinched the AFC East. They beat Miami 23-16. So they win a lot of games, the Pats do, but they're not world-beating anybody in the score department for the most part. They've had a few blowouts. The Steelers, I think, really stunned Baltimore 23-20. They pulled that out at the end. Andrew Luck and the Colts beat the Lions 35-33. A big story people are talking about is the Chiefs beating the Panthers because it was so somber, the mood at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs on Saturday had Javon Belcher's coming terrible murder-suicide deal where he murdered his girlfriend, then went to Arrowhead, and the coach and the general manager of Kansas City saw Belcher shoot himself and ultimately die. They decided to go ahead and play the game. People are talking about whether that was a mistake to let that happen. A lot of people are confused by what's going on with what happened with Jovan Belcher because he, by all portraits, was a hard-working young guy who had been on the team for 4 years, but apparently had some domestic problems with his girlfriend. They were arguing, had split up, and then gotten back together again. So I think the conversation probably with the Chiefs continues. The Chiefs pulled out just their second win. They addressed the crowd. They had a moment of silence, and they talked about setting up a fund for the little girl that was part of that relationship that was only 3 months old. Her name is Zoe, and expressed grief for all the people involved in this thing. And it's just a real, real shocker, to say the least. The thing I was going to ask Matt about is the fact that here we are in December and no NHL. So what I understand is a lot of the players are getting bored. They're doing their own workouts and that kind of stuff. And they're even having little pickup games in outdoor arenas. I was reading a story the other day about the Tampa Bay Lightning center, James Neal, and they were talking about, Steve Donnie and James Neal were out there, and they were talking about the fact that they were trying to get anyone they could to be part of this outdoor rink that they were hitting to practice because, you know, it looks like the NHL season is completely wiped out. There's no progress in the talks whatsoever, and, you know, they're looking for a fix. They're looking to either go to Europe or to play these pickup games or to do whatever they can because there's nothing happening with the NHL, and it doesn't look as though we're going to see any hockey anytime soon. Are you going through withdrawals?
I definitely am, and I notice it during the week especially because there's no football, you know, Monday through Friday. And, you know, college basketball can kind of fill a void a little bit, but not really. Not for me, not in the NHL. And it's upsetting. And, you know, being from Minnesota, there's a lot of hockey guys around here, and so my friends and I definitely, I mean, we talk about it, you know, probably like on a weekly basis about how there's no hockey, and it's just, it's pretty bad. And, you know, people that aren't in, like, hockey regions, I guess, probably are just going on living their lives. But for those of us that are hockey fans, it's pretty terrible right now, and it's just sad because this is the, I think, third or fourth lockout in the last 20 years. And it's the only sport that seems to have lockouts like this, and you just need to get, I blame most of it on Gary Bettman and the owners not being able to come together because the players are conceding some things and trying to get down to a 50-50 revenue split and help out the owners. And it's a lot of this is Gary Bettman's fault for expanding in the South and not having, you know, proper revenues come through.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And to just cancel the whole season and realizing what a battle it is to get other people who aren't hockey fans but have some interest in hockey, you are killing their enthusiasm. So like I said, the story that I read was about, it actually was about Gary Roberts having this backyard rink, and he invited Steven Stamkos, who is the Tampa Lightning center, and he got a bunch of other guys out there, Steve Downey, James Neal, also David Clarkson, I think, was part of that group. And we're hearing more of these stories because they're looking for places to play, whether it's in Europe or it's these pickup games I'm talking about. And it's affecting the economies in some cities, too. Like, my cousin works at a place called Chicky and Pete's in Philadelphia, and there's no Flyers. So that whole Flyer crowd coming in to watch games or coming in after the games, it's completely dead. And in that town, who cares about the Sixers, and who cares about the Eagles? So the economy has tanked around the stadium.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.